This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, April 27, 2022, Montana reports 273,788 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 95 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 14 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 12 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 12 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish. 12 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 12 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation, and more new cases in 11 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 487. Currently, 17 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,354 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 990,000 Americans have died. There have been 81 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Dr. Anthony Fauci expressed optimism about the state of the pandemic in the U.S. on Tuesday. Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said, "We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase," and that the U.S. had entered the control stage of the pandemic, since the coronavirus is causing far lower levels of hospitalizations and deaths than during the winter Omicron surge. Fauci has previously described five phases of the pandemic. The first, a full-blown pandemic, is where the U.S. spent most of the last 2 years. The second phase is deceleration. And the third phase, which we're in now, is control, which indicates that the virus is becoming endemic in the population. Even though we're no longer in the first phase of the pandemic, the U.S. is recording around 51,000 COVID cases and just under 400 deaths per day on average. That case average has risen 49% in the last 2 weeks, even as infections go undercounted due to the common use of at-home tests. Fauci said many people in the U.S. have some form of immunity that should protect them from severe disease. He said, "If you add up the people who've been infected, plus the people who've been vaccinated and hopefully boosted, you have a rather substantial proportion of the United States population that has some degree of immunity that's residual. 66% of the country is fully vaccinated. 46% of the population has been boosted." After this third control phase should come elimination and eradication, though the virus will probably never be eradicated, Fauci said. He also reminded everyone that the world is still in a pandemic. There's no doubt about that. Don't anybody get any misinterpretation of that. We are still experiencing a pandemic, Fauci said. Montana State University wants to know what you think about naming a proposed new building after the Gianforte family following a $50 million donation for its construction. The university plans to hold a public listening session Wednesday about the proposed naming of a new computing building, Gianforte Hall. The idea is controversial to some because Greg Gianforte is a conservative Republican politician. He served a single term in Congress before being elected governor of Montana 2 years ago. He's infamous for hitting and injuring a reporter when he was campaigning for governor, and for blocking people from public stream access at his home site along the Gallatin River. Gianforte is a multimillionaire after selling his technology company, Right Now Technologies, to Oracle for $1.8 billion in 2012. The listening session on naming the university building after Gianforte will be in room 235 of the Strand Union Building from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. The public feedback will be presented to the Board of Regents when they consider the university's naming request at their May 18-19 meeting. People can also send public comment by email to msunews@montana.edu. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.